let's get an update from Chad Sperry, WIUGIS, and we talked to him last month as WIU unveiled a COVID-19 map, and one of the neat things about it, it not only tracks the cases in Illinois, but the contiguous states, so that's important for us here in western Illinois, tracking that information in eastern Iowa. What about kind of the reaction that, Chad, you've got from this map so far?
Well, the map has been overwhelmingly received positively. Like you said, we've incorporated not only Illinois but adjacent states for those people that are maybe traveling to and from or have loved ones, you know, next door. We also have added in quite a bit of functionality, including U.S. counts for cases and deaths and nation and global cases and deaths as well.
And then just why is it important, do you think, that WIU took this on, you know, in terms of more of a regional concept than just a state concept?
Sure. Well, I think it's, you know, from the feedback that we've received, we realized that this was important to the region and not only West Central Illinois, but the larger area as well.
And then as far as, you know, the map tracking that address for the map, let me call it up here. It's just wiu.edu/Illinois COVID map is where you find that. And then I know even the data since I last got on, you know, it looks right now potentially like at the peak and things of that nature. So can you kind of elaborate a little bit on that, I guess?
Well, the experts are saying that we're, you know, anywhere from 2 weeks to 3 weeks out from the peak. They're saying, you know, April 15th to the 20th is what we're looking at for the peak. What we don't know is what's behind that curve, you know, as we're ramping up. How long are we going to stay there? And how bad is it going to be? You know, I think that the experts agree that there's a lot of uncertainty still ahead of us.
What else would you like to highlight about the map that maybe somebody hasn't asked you about yet or I haven't asked you about yet? I mean, is there any other point that you need to make or that you'd like to get out about this project?
Well, there are a lot of additional, we call them indicators or tabs in the map. So if your listeners want to, you know, take a chance to explore the arrows on the, you know, the bottom of the map, you can get rates, you can get active cases, you can get cumulative cases. So we've tried to expand. And there's also infographics that that give counts of hospital beds by county. They give the demographic breakdown of poverty, uninsured and underinsured individuals by county, so that our emergency managers and other people in decision-making roles have the information they need to make proper decisions.